Who are we? Here's Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Who are we?
I was thinking the other day of how many firsts there have been in this Obama presidency. Starting off, of course, with the fact that he's the first black American to ever hold that office. But when you think of it, Obama's first year in office has seen an amazing number of firsts. The list begins with events at his inauguration when the oath of office was flubbed and he became the first president to ever have to retake it. His next first came just a few hours later when he refused to attend the inaugural ball honoring Medal of Honor winners. He then embarked on a series of foreign policy firsts. He became the first president to greet Syrian dictator Muammar Gaddafi, the first president to bow before foreign potentates, including the Emperor of Japan, the first president to travel the world and apologize for America. He chose to give his first formal interview to a foreign news agency, and that was El Arabia. No president had ever done that before, nor had any other president set out to insult our British allies in his first days of office. Remember when he returned the bust of Churchill that had been given to us as a gift by the British people? And I'm sure no other president gave the Queen of England a box of CDs, or their historical equivalents, as a gift from the American people. Then there's the domestic policy decisions and other events that can be called firsts. He was the first president to blow off the National Day of Prayer. But he made history as the first sitting president to go on late-night television chat shows. He and Michelle began eliminating any semblance of Christianity from Christmas at the White House, and certainly it was the first time communist dictator Mao Zedong and transvestite Hedda Lettuce were ever displayed on ornaments hung on the White House Christmas tree. Mr. and Ms. Obama did, however, decide to be the first presidential couple to celebrate Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, and Ramadan, the Muslim holiday, in the White House. Then there are all those things he said that no other president had ever said, like, Islam has had a tremendous impact on the development of the United States. Or that we should build our economy on five pillars like the five pillars of Islam. Or the first president to ever utter the words, my Muslim faith. And I'm sure that no other American president ever tried to defend Sharia law as President Obama did. Speaking of the unique things Obama has said, don't forget his claim to have visited more than 57 states and having only one more to go before he could say he'd been to all of them. Now, that may have been excusable by the fact that he didn't have a teleprompter available to him during that interview. He's certainly the first president to ever have to use a teleprompter to speak to sixth graders in their classroom. I should also point out that although he isn't the first president to have ever been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, he's the first one to ever get it for doing absolutely nothing. Last and probably worst, Obama is the first president to so thoroughly hate the essence of the nation that he leads.
Who are we?
This is Tom Tancredo asking you to ponder, who are we?